Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. I hope you're enjoying today's show. I can't thank you enough for tuning in. This is a really good show, in my personal opinion anyway. And anytime you do a show about a B.B. King album, you know, it's got to be good. And this is B.B. King and Friends 80, celebrating his 80th birthday. It was released in 2005, and it's an album full of nothing but duets. And he has some interesting choices of some people that he wanted to collaborate with. And this one right here is, I Need Your Love So Bad, and he collaborated with Miss Sheryl Crow.
I need someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need for someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. When the night begins, baby, I'm at an end. 'Cause I need your love so bad.
I need some lips to feel next to mine. Need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm blind. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, I need your love so bad.
So now give it up and bring it on home to me.
Write it on paper so it can be read to me.
Tell me that you love me, baby, and stop driving me mad.
'Cause I need your love so bad.
Oh, I need a soft voice that'll talk to me at night. Don't you worry about it, baby. To my plea and bring it on home to me. Baby, I need your love so bad.
I Need Your Love So Bad. That's a good duet right there. Sheryl Crow and B.B. King. That was an interesting pick for him to put on his 80th birthday album. Some of his favorite artists. And she's one of my favorite singers. And another one of my favorite vocalists is Mr. Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates. One of the best pop singers ever. And B.B. King chose Daryl Hall to have a duet song with you on this album. And I think this song is called Ain't Nobody Home.
would surely follow. God, you put me through some pain and misery. Now you're standing on my doorstep, telling me how much you need me. Hey, baby, ain't nobody home. No, no, baby, ain't nobody home.
How many times I begged for you to come home, but you laughed at me and said, just leave me alone. Through my falling tears, baby, I saw you walk away. And now you're begging me to forgive you. This time, baby, it's your turn to pay.
To love you, ooh, ooh, ooh. Used to place no one else above you, ooh, ooh, ooh. Gave you everything I own. You can't come back here, girl. Ain't nobody home.
Ain't nobody home.
Once upon a time when you went on your way,
girl, I hope and prayed, babe, that you'd come back someday.
But time has made some changes, turn me upside down. So you can beg me now, mm-hmm, to forgive you.
Oh, oh.
But baby, turn right around, turn around. Ain't nobody home now. Ain't nobody home.
Oh,
no, no, baby. Hey. Girl, I used to love you.
You'd come back to me someday.
Time has made some changes, turned me upside down. Now you can beg me to forgive you. But this time, baby, you can turn right around. Baby, ain't nobody home.
There's Ain't Nobody Home, Mr. Daryl Hall and Mr. B.B. King. That's quite a duet right there, quite a pair. Not a pair you would suspect. The traditional legendary blues singer and one of the best pop singers ever. Is Daryl Hall in the Hall of Fame? I'm not sure. I have to read that. I'll research a little bit on that, find out if he's in the Hall of Fame. He should be. He's a great vocalist. That was a good duet right there with him and B.B. King. And B.B. King's most favorite song ever, most famous song ever, is The Thrill Is Gone. And who would he pick to do The Thrill Is Gone with? I don't know, I'll figure it'd been Buddy Guy or somebody, but he had to pick one of his very best friends, Mr. Eric Clapton. So here is The Thrill Is Gone, B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
Thrill
There it is. The Thrill Is Gone. That is B.B. King's most popular single ever.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.
The song that he relates to the most when people hear about B.B. King, you'll hear one B.B. King song. It's always The Thrill Is Gone. And that's a wonderful duet right there. For my ear, it sounded like B.B. King did all the vocals and Eric Clapton did all the guitar. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm right. Who knows? But don't go away. We have a lot more music to come. We got some Glenn Frey from the Eagles, even. It's Van Morrison. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.